He's got the Dustin. He's got the Torp. He's got plenty of carry. It's going. It's going. It's gone.
He's got players if he wants. He's got a long option. Decides to kick from 60. Driving it long. Oh, he's got the carry. What a beauty from Dustin Fletcher.
Well, for long-term fans of the game, our next guest is one of the longest kicks of all time. If he didn't play for so long, I think he played until he's almost 40 years of age, he may well have gone over to the States. But his son, Mason Fletcher, has committed to the University of Cincinnati Bearcats. They're a Division I team. He's going over as a punter, and I wonder what the old man thinks about that. He joins us on the line. Welcome, Dusty.
Yeah, thanks, boy. Pretty excited.
Did it ever cross your mind before we get into young Mason? Because there's a couple of guys of your vintage that have gone over and done very well.
I probably had the one chance really, and that was back when I was 30, I think I was, and they did come over and have a bit of a look, and I did have a punt for a little bit, but in the end, I think I got another couple of years of the Bombers and went down that path, which was good.
Hey, Dustin, good morning to you. Did you try and talk Mason out of this?
Not at all. It's probably the opposite, really. I just think that, he needed a challenge, and as soon as football sort of, probably maybe didn't pan out as he liked, he was onto this, and 4 years sporting staff at University of Cincinnati. It's a pretty good deal.
It's going to be a great experience for him. When did he start thinking seriously about this?
Oh, probably, in speaking to him, to be honest, in the last, his last 12 months of TAC Cup or NAB League, he probably wasn't enjoying footy as much as I thought, and I sort of got that feeling. And then, so probably he's been at Pro Kick with Chappie and Johnny for about 6 months. So he's been doing it for about 6 months.
He's 6'7", which is probably very tall for a punter over there in American football. Is that a disadvantage or an advantage in any way, do you think? Or do you know enough about the game to know whether or not that's the case?
I think a bit of an advantage, to be honest. I know that the Americans like everything, big and whatever else, but just when the ball snap back, obviously, it's good to have a bit of reach just in case one goes a bit wayward, but I think he's just got the levers to, hit him pretty well. And I dare say he'll be in the gym for the first 12 months, getting a lot stronger and a lot bigger.
So what's the process now, Dusty? Like, obviously there's been a bit of a hiccup with this whole pandemic. So is he over there now or what's the situation? When does he go?
Yeah, just holding pattern at the moment with, obviously, with international travel and COVID. So they'll get him over there as soon as possible, as soon as it feels. It feels sort of a bit safer over there. So, at worst, he'll have to wait till January. But at best, they're hoping to get him over in sort of August, where he can get stuck in the program straight away. Because he might even wear the red shirt for the first season. Because there's an Aussie punter there already, a young boy from Wangaratta. But ASAP, that's what we hope for.
And what was the whole Pro Kick experience like? I mean, Pro Kick is... I was reading an article about it in the last couple of days about their success rate in converting players into punters. I mean, what was that whole experience like?
Yeah, no, really good. I think, it's not just sort of... it's just going out there and kicking balls, but there is technique to it. A fair bit of consistency is, really what the key is. And, you've only got to see. Well, Aaron Sipos is the latest one who's got a chance at the NFL level. So really well-run program, and to give these young kids a chance to get over to America and basically have everything paid for and enjoy the college life for 4 years, it's not a bad gig.
Oh, it sounds like a great gig. We're talking to Dustin Fletcher, whose son Mason is going to head off over to college football to punt. So what will he study, Dustin, while he's over there?
Yeah, he's probably going down the... I sort of try to edge him into, PE teaching and school teaching, but he's probably going to go into, a criminal course. He likes sort of that sort of area, whether it's criminal justice. He's going to go down that path, which is good.
And you're going to head over there at some stage and catch up with him too once all this COVID-19 stuff eases a bit?
Yeah, I think we'll get over there and I might carry on a bit in the car park before the game, like they do, and have a few drinks. But I'm not going over there for 3 or 4 days and have to come back and have 2 weeks in quarantine. Cause I think I'd go mad doing that.
No, you would. And could you still launch one, do you think, Dustin, if you grabbed hold of the Sharon?
Oh, Sharon, I'm not bad on that. I've obviously had quite a few kicks with Mason with the American ball, and it is a different bit of a different beast, to be honest. I've had a few kicks with him, and my foot ends up bloody getting pretty sore. It's a really hard ball, you know what I mean? So, I think my time's well and truly done.
And you're doing a bit of tennis coaching now, Dusty.
Yeah, back at out there in Campbell at Willison Park. Doing some tennis coaching. Just started up actually last week once the restrictions ease. So, kangatenniscoaching.com.au. Good fun. Yeah, I did played a lot of tennis growing up, and I really enjoyed being back out there on the court.
Hey, Dustin, Joey Danaher, if he came to you and asked you for a bit of advice, what sort of advice might you give him?
Oh, it's a tough one because, you know, for me, I think, you know, the injury he's got, towards the end of my career, to be honest, that was, I think, something that I was trying to deal with a little bit. And it's just one of those injuries that, it doesn't sort of look that bad, but, you know, out in the footy ground, when you really can't sprint and can't go and can't leap, it's obviously quite tough. But like everyone, I suppose, I'm just sort of hoping that he can get back out there. But things aren't sounding that great. But fingers crossed, and obviously the Danaher name around the Essendon Footy Club's a massive one over all those years. So I just want to see him back out there.
You carried a big name, though, a famous name at the Essendon Football Club, Fletcher, and you didn't really like the limelight too much. Can you sort of understand how somebody like Joey possibly, feels like going to somewhere like Sydney might be a more suitable environment for him to play his footy?
Yeah, I think, to be honest, we're probably two different people, really, but I definitely can understand that side of it. And I'm not sure, and I'd love for him to stay. And I heard Lordy say yesterday that him up and about, a tall forward kicking goals, is we need one. So and he's definitely that man. But the other side of it, sometimes a change is good for him, good for both parties. But I want to see him get out there and really reach his potential.
And Dustin, Gary has said that he kicked 7 on you one day at the MCG in 2.5 quarters of football. Can you recall that clearly or not?
I'm not sure about that one, but I do recall, we're only speaking about it the other day to someone, I remember going down there as a young kid, and I think I did stand Gary, and I think it might have been, after Gary will probably know, might have been Brett Lovett, but I wandered down there and... I copped a fair old barrage from those two just for, in my first year. But,
Gary, you took it out on the kid. He's playing his first year at 17 years of age. He's still going to school at Essendon Grammar. And you couldn't even hold back and with the sharp tongue with the kid coming down to pick you up.
Let me tell you something right now. I never kicked 7 goals on Dustin Fletcher, whether he was 17, 16 or 15. Whisper, he was a bloody good player. Hey, Dusty, what was the tennis mob again, that if people want to get in touch with you?
Yeah, it's just kangatenniscoaching.com.au, and we're out at Willison Park in Camberwell. So it's some beautiful courts out there, and it's been good fun so far.
Fantastic, mate. Good luck to young Mason, and we'll stay in touch, and we'll track his progress.
Good on you, boys. Thanks for having me on.
On you, Dustin.